feels like a big deal tonight. Cavalry FC, Montreal Impact. Like, this has a big game feel to it. Where's your anticipation level for this game tonight?
Yeah, me too. I thought about Montreal last week, and maybe in the first 20-30 minutes, the team from Calgary looked maybe a little bit out of their comfort zone, but once they started to calm down and they scored that away goal, they made this game today very crucial because they got that away goal. You almost hold your destiny in your own hands in this sort of a situation because of the magnitude the away goal has. And I know for a lot of people that are just getting into soccer, they don't really understand what the legs mean and what aggregate means. So the fact that Calgary has that away goal, they come home to a pitch and an atmosphere that they love and that they're just so strong playing at Spruce Meadows. I mean, anything is possible tonight. And it sounds like it's going to be packed, like 6,000 people. And the neat thing about Spruce Meadows is 6,000 actually sounds like double that because of just the way that it's built and it's set up.
Yeah, and just looking at the website, it looks like there are two tickets available for the game tonight. So it's going to be an unreal atmosphere. And that's part of, I think, what has really become one of the bigger surprises of Cavalry FC. I think a lot of people knew the first game you're going to get a lot of people out, and then, oh, maybe it's going to fall off. But it hasn't. It's been maybe not necessarily full-on sellout after sellout, but it's been good crowd after good crowd. There's been buzz for all of these games. As someone who is very passionate about the sport of soccer, this must be just an absolute thrill to see this sport get this attention in this city.
100%. And I was quite skeptical to begin. I was like, well, we've tried soccer in this city before. It hasn't been successful. But to counter that, knowing the kind of leadership and pedigree that someone like Tommy Wielding Jr. has, and the things that he's done and seen through his tenure just living and playing in Calgary, you know he has that kind of cachet to make things happen. And he had a really good read on the city and what the city needed. And to be able to go and combine his forces with the leadership at Spruce Meadows, as we know, they hold world-class events every single year, multiple world-class events. So when you combine that, something good is going to happen. And I think you look at the way he built his roster, lots of local talent that kids in this city can latch onto. Marco Carducci, Dominic Zator, Jonathan Wielden, you have these players. But then at the same time, you've got the international flair. So somebody like Dominic Malonga can come in and be a difference maker, and Jose Escalante. So you've got this creativity, which makes Cavalry such an exciting side to watch. It's not bunker ball. It's not just long ball down the side of the pitch. It's really good soccer.
And that is another aspect of this that I really wasn't expecting. It's been, the quality has been a lot higher than I initially thought it was going to be. I thought it'd be, okay, well, it's not going to be the best, but it's going to be ours. So it's going to be great. And I know, like, we're never going to get to the point where, like, Neymar is going to say, no, I'm not going to go to Real Madrid. I have a chance to go to Halifax. But what do you think is the, like, best case scenario high level for what the Canadian Premier League can be? Where do you think kind of best case scenario plays out for this league?
Well, listen, I think the most telling thing will be once this season ends, if you see a lot of player turnover, so somebody like Nico Pasquati or Sergio Camargo getting another job, Marco Carducci going to the MLS, going to a league in Europe. That means the CPL is successful because it's drawing in players that are talented, that perhaps weren't given a chance somewhere else. So they're putting their skills on display, and it's good enough for them to take that next step in their career. And I talked to the goalkeeper coach from Cavalry, Jordan Santiago, and he said, my goal is to make sure that these two goalkeepers continue progressing in their careers. Yeah, they'd love them to stay here in Calgary, but he knows he's done his job if they end up, say, in the MLS or somewhere in Europe. And I think that's what we're seeing. Calgary, I think, will have a lot of turnover. And obviously, it's disappointing as a fan of Cavalry, but if you're a fan of soccer, you're going to be happy that these players are progressing and moving on.
It is interesting, and it almost feels kind of counterintuitive to say, well, the health on the league, or the health of the league, is based on players leaving. Like that doesn't necessarily seem to add up, but you're right. Like that would show that there's a lot of eyeballs on this league and on the team here in Calgary. And I mentioned it this morning. If I'm a team in MLS or a higher level like that, I'm taking a good long look at what Tommy Wheeldon Jr. has been able to build here in Calgary and trying to get that brain power on my team. I don't know what his appetite for leaving the city would be. Not a clue. But if I'm a team out in an Atlanta or a Toronto or sounds like they need some help in Vancouver, I'm looking this way for Tommy Wheeldon Jr. to try to help my team out.
And you know who he could maybe offer some help to is John Hoodman with the national team, because there's been a lot of chatter there that defensively the team hasn't looked good. Obviously, we knew what happened at the Gold Cup. And I think that Tommy has such an excellent pulse on players in this country. For him, as an immigrant, now as a Canadian citizen, but I think he understands the kind of work that goes behind the scenes and all the technical director work he did with Foothills leading up to this moment, taking him to the CPL. He seems to understand what these players need, the kind of support that they need, and how he can help them take that next step, like you said, potentially to the MLS. So he is an exceptional coach, good leader, and we've spoken to him. He's a fantastic motivator and an all-around super guy who's so proud to represent Calgary. So I think he has a lot to offer, regardless of where he goes. Selfishly, I hope he stays here. Just like you said, I want Tommy Wheeldon Jr. here in Calgary because he is a fantastic leader in this sporting community.
And the team that he's put together takes on the Montreal Impact tonight. We've talked about, pardon the pun, the impact of this game for soccer around here. Now, the game itself, Calgary FC dropping the first one 2-1. You've mentioned the importance of that away goal. I guess, but before we get too far into it, for those who maybe aren't quite aware, can you explain why that away goal is so important going into tonight's game?
Yeah, essentially, so it's a two-leg, and it's based on aggregate. So, yes, Montreal did win 2-1. However, Calgary's goal, if it does come down to, let's say, a tie, Calgary's away goal is worth more. So, if Calgary were able to play to a 1-0 victory tonight, Calgary would actually move on because they stifled Montreal from scoring an away goal at Spruce Meadows. So, if you're just layman's terms, the best situation for Calgary FC tonight is getting a 1-0 victory.
So now, how do they go about doing that? We saw already this team has, I think, surpassed expectations against MLS competitors. Now, to keep that rolling, what do you look for from Calgary FC this evening?
Well, I think all of the pressure is Montreal. They're the MLS club. They're coming to a CPL field. They're the ones that need to dominate this game. So for Tommy Wheeldon Jr.'s side, they just need to stick to what they've been doing. Let's get that high press. Let's push that pace. And defensively, they need to bunker down just a little bit. I think they had a little bit of trouble early on in that match in Montreal, just learning the pacing and so forth. But there will be some significant lineup changes for Montreal. The fellow that scored a brace versus Calgary next week, he's actually not playing. So Piatti's not in the lineup. He's injured. He didn't play in any MLS action this weekend. But to counter that, they have added a fellow who is part of Barcelona's program, Boyan Krkic, as well as Canadian international, Blue Tabla, who is also with Barcelona. So they'll be inserting them into the lineup. So Calgary will need to figure out, and they haven't seen them before, so they'll need to figure out quickly how to deal with the pace of these two players who can be quite formidable.
When you say dealing with that pace, how does a team go about handling a different pace than they're used to? Just kind of tactically, is there something that you change to deal with a change in pace?
I think the best thing is marking. So instead of doing defensive sections of the field, mark players and stick on that player. And I know it sounds like a very, you know, U12 or U16 chatter of soccer, but stick to the players, man on man versus sectional defensively. And I think that'll help them out a little bit. So just stick on that player. And then, of course, the best offense comes from strong defense. So if you stifle the attack, you can create a counter. And then Calgary has so much firepower of their own between Malonga and Escalante, Brown, that they can probably put the back ball in the back of the net, and then you could do it through midfielders like Camargo, Adekubi, Pasquati. Just push your own pace once you're on that counterattack. So again, best offense is strong defense.
Overall, that's what Calgary FC wants this game to look like. How do you think this game plays out tonight?
It'll be interesting. I think they will really, really feed off of the crowd. So if anybody's heading to that game, I say get in your seats a little bit earlier before the anthem starts as the players are marching on the field, because I think that'll give them that extra jolt, that pump of energy that they need. So they'll feed off the crowd, which is something that they've been doing all year. Marco Carducci especially, when he hears the crowd, he's making saves like nobody's business. So I think for the side here, they need to concentrate on best foot forward, concentrate on that first 45 minutes. Don't think about the second half at all. Opening whistle, concentrate on what you know, stick to your game, and just let the other team worry about what they want to worry about.
Sandra, always love chatting soccer with you. I always feel a little bit smarter after all of our conversations. And I also feel a little bit dumber because I know I still have a long way to go, but I appreciate the insight. Thank you so much. And I'm sure we'll be chatting about this team again very soon.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Pete.
Anytime. There is Sandra Priscina over at 660 News.